not too far from here going on tomorrow. And here to tell us more about the Elyria Farmers Market Kids Day tomorrow, we've got Tim and Mary Bryan from Invest Elyria here in studio. Guys, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Well, so far so good. And I mean, see, we're both in the same ballpark here because we're both doing the anti-rain dance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, we both got outdoor activities we have to go to tomorrow, so we're hoping and praying it just doesn't come storming down on us like they say that it might. We'll just go ahead and pretend like it's not going to. But, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Kids Day tomorrow, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Tell us what kinds of activities are planned.
Well, we've got free entertainment from Miss Darcy's Dance Academy, Mr. D's Karate. We're going to have Snicker the Clown, and we're going to have our family conducting phonology lab experiments. The Elyria Public Library bookmobile will be there. Life Care's Andy the Ambulance. And we're also going to have all sorts of carnival games there for the kids.
That sounds like an absolute blast. It sounds like, you know, kids with all different kinds of interests are going to have a blast down there, too. And I know this isn't the kind of thing you can just wave your magic wand and put together. Talk about the planning process and getting all of these different vendors to be a part of this, because I'm sure, you know, when they know it benefits the kids, it makes the process a little bit easier. But if we can, just kind of talk about that process of getting all those vendors in.
Yeah, we actually started back in January planning the schedule for the year and starting to get people involved in donating, participating, and we really try to make it a community event, try to bring in as many other entities as possible. Mr. D's doing a karate exhibition for us, Miss Darcy doing two different dance routines throughout the day. We'll have the reading nook, and the key thing there is just, you know, we went to different like stores and companies throughout the city and just ask them to support our effort. We've had quite a few make donations to support us, and of course it's all for the kids. Everything is free for the kids, and this is our third year doing this, so it's getting a little bit easier for us. We're getting settled into a routine with it.
Sure, and I think that the familiarity with the process has to help out a lot, because the first time you're doing it, you go into it not quite knowing what to expect. But I would imagine, you know, this is your third year doing it, as you mentioned, you've got to feel a heck of a lot more comfortable this time around.
Oh, definitely. And the other thing I wanted to mention was the City of Elyria and the Lorain County Health District have really been extremely supportive in our efforts to make things happen at the market this year. So that's greatly appreciated on our behalf.
Again, we're talking with Tim and Mary Bryan of Invest Elyria. Tomorrow, the Elyria Farmers Market. It's Kids Day. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. One other element wanted to throw in there as well. Tomorrow, SNAP clients have access to fruits, vegetables, and all the great things that are involved with the Elyria Farmers Market. Wanted to give you a chance to kind of expand on that and talk about how all that important is to you guys.
Well, the importance there, of course, is a process to get SNAP approval. They just don't give it to anybody. And we've gone through about 16 weeks of working with the state to get everything in line for the SNAP program, working with the health department, working with different companies to bring it to fruition for us. And we just actually got the terminal today to actually start accepting EBT. But the important thing is that we want to be able to get fresh vegetables, fresh baked goods, fresh items out to the community. And we have six farmers right now. We'll have a seventh one joining us here in the next week or two, that we want to get those fresh items out there so that people can eat healthier. That's the real key. And also that, you know, they come to the downtown area, shop, and visit other things in downtown, not just the market.
Now, and speaking of the market itself, you talked about some of the farmers that will be there tomorrow at the market. We were talking just before we went on the air, and you guys said you anticipate somewhere in the area of 24 different vendors. What can you tell us about the vendors who are going to be at the market tomorrow?
Well, we actually have six farmers. We have three fresh bakers, fresh baked good items. We have one farmer that does meats, like rabbit and chicken, fresh farm eggs, fresh honey. So it's really key that all these things are fresh. Then we'll also have other vendors there that are specific to children. They sell children items, so we wanted to bring that element into it. And then we have a couple other miscellaneous vendors coming in.
Yes, craft people, different crafts that they come down, you know, that they make themselves and bring them down to sell.
We also will have Lorain County Children's Services down there. We'll have the Larry City Schools down there. And then the Young Marines will be down there to talk to the youth in the community.
Now, for some more details on this, not just the vendors, but the location, the times, and the places where all this stuff is going to go down.
The location is at 328 Broad Street, the old City Hall location. It's been redone by the city through a grant, and it's beautiful. The murals are beautiful. It's really a very cozy market this year because of all the improvements made to the lot. And it's across from Shane Furniture. I hope everybody knows where Shane's is. You can access the parking lot off 2nd Street. We have parking available in behind the bank, along Broad Street, East Avenue, and the Chronicle Telegram parking lot.
And this is really kind of an all-day event as well, correct? Because there's a band coming up later on in the evening.
Well, the market itself is from 9 until 2, and then we have a band, Ridge Rock, playing at Kerr Center Way, the Riverwalk, from 7 till 9. We're encouraging people to come down around 5 p.m. because we'll have kids games there also and activities. Miss Darcy, again, will be performing at that venue as well.
And we'll have two food vendors there.
Okay. What kinds of kids games will you guys have? Sounds like there's a ton of stuff going on there. The kids are going to have a blast from the time they get there in the morning until the wee hours of the night, too. What kinds of kids games will you guys have?
Well, we have like ring toss. We have noodle hoop, which is something new to me, where you throw the noodle through the hula hoop. Never heard of that before.
Noodle hoop, it's called?
Yeah, noodle hoop.
Okay.
Then there's some kind of ping bounce. There's several, like Dizzy Bat, you know, things like that. Some of these I've never heard of. We had a child help us with games this year.
Okay, I have to ask you that because, you know, a lot of times in order to find out what kinds of activities are going to be fun for the kids to play, well, you got to go to the source, right?
Exactly.
So how did you guys figure all that out?
Well, she helped us a lot this year with the games. But, I mean, we really just, you know, doing this for 3 years now, we've had practice with making up craft things. The bags have little different things in them.
Right, and then you'll see, they'll get a game card, like a carnival game card. It'll have the 8 different games on it, and they'll go from booth to booth and play them, and then afterwards they come over and they get a prize. So it's they get something at the booth itself, candy or something, and then if they do all the games, they also get a prize at the end. So it should be pretty fun for the kids.
Outstanding. No, it sounds like it should be a blast for the kids. That should be a ton of fun. It's an all-day event for them, too, because it begins by going and playing the games, whether they want to hang out and see Andy the Ambulance, if they want to do karate. There's something for, I think, kids of all different walks of life, too, and that's what makes this thing just so fascinating, too. And, you know, I think anytime you go to a market, you know, you talked about the freshness earlier. You get a chance to really kind of see just how cool a market is. You get to sample fresh foods, and that's the best part about going to a market, I think, because you're going to get it fresh from the source.
Well, the nice thing about our market is it's also like a place to meet up with people. And we really like that aspect of it because we see it all every weekend where people just, they meet there and talk, shop, make plans for the day. But starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow, we also will be giving away free hot dogs, chips, and a drink to every child under the age of 12. There also will be St. Andrew's Church there giving away
snow cones.
Snow cones, holy smokes, that's a blast from the past. I haven't seen a snow cone in years. So if you're a kid, you gotta be chirping at mom and dad's ear right now. I mean, you got a free hot dog, free drinks, snow cones, you can play some games. There's going to be a band there later on tonight. That should be really cool. I want to go back to the idea that you said this is the third year you guys are doing this. How has that process kind of evolved? You talked about the comfortability. You know, obviously, there are some things now that you've come to expect and you've kind of prepared yourself for. But how do you feel like this whole event has kind of improved over the course of the last 3 years?
Well, the first year, it was pretty much a two-week ideal where, you know, 2 weeks prior to the day, it was like, hey, let's try to do a kids' day. So we just threw a bunch of stuff together. It was really just slap it together and make it work. And it actually went off really well the very first year. And then last year, it just we expounded upon that. We had a bouncy house last year. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have a bouncy house this year. But then this year, we replaced the bouncy house with doing more carnival games. And, of course, you know, we have the public library coming down. We have auxiliary officers there. Andy will be there. Andy, the ambulance, will be there. And then also, we think the fire department will be there. So it's just like, you know, you just reach out to the community and try to make it better and better every year. This year, we're teaming up with other volunteers, like from our family, the Young Marines, and Relay for Life. So they'll be there on hand to assist, you know, children, adults. We expect roughly about 500 people, if it doesn't rain.
Got to put in a good word with Mother Nature, right?
Right.
Yeah, do that anti-rain dance, whatever it is you feel like you got to do to make sure that the rain stays away. Well, for our listeners out there who are wondering where they can go to get more information about tomorrow's festivities, where can they go to get that information?
Go on our Facebook site. It's Connect Elyria Community Board, or go to www.investelyria.org.
All right, that's investelyria.org. Tim, Mary, thank you guys both very much for coming in the studio, spending some time with us. You and I both have our fingers crossed for no rain tomorrow, right?
That's right. Fingers crossed.
All righty. Thank you guys again for coming in. We need